So let's move to a different region of the world and talk about a bit about Guantanamo Bay. Now, this has been an ongoing issue for a long time, not necessarily on the front pages anymore. But what we've got going on in Guantanamo right now is a hunger strike that approximately 60 of the 160 or so detainees currently at Guantanamo are in their third month of a hunger strike. Some are unhealthy enough to be force-fed at this point. And so they have a lot of claims. I mean, it started simply enough, right? There was an issue with the raids and cell blocks and the improper and inappropriate handling of the Quran, that it was handled disrespectfully. But now they're pushing on this whole, when are we going to get out of here? Right. This whole hunger strike has grown from you've treated us poorly to you're treating us so poorly. And when are we going to get out of here? What is behind this, Rebecca? And what are we expected to see with Guantanamo as we move forward?
Well, I think you're exactly right. And what's behind it is kind of they've been there, many of them, for over a decade now. We have this area in Gitmo where we're keeping these folks that we don't necessarily know what to do with. President Obama in the 2008 election said we will close down Guantanamo Bay and didn't do it. And so they're really trying to draw attention back to the situation there. Much of America has forgotten that we have this detention area just about 90 miles off our coast with these 160 or so prisoners.
We're holding people without trial.
Yes.
And that brings up the question of torture, holding mm-hmm. people without trial, a special legal case during a time of war against terrorism. And is that war ongoing? Is it over? If it is over, do we close that? And that's in a sense,
that's
what Obama
issue.
Promised us, is that this would be the end of a war.
Right.
We'd killed bin Laden, and now we're going to close this thing.
The problem is, what do we do with them? We don't know what
to do. It's not just that. There is evidence that some that have been released from Guantanamo have actually a certain percentage, around 17-20%, that have actually gone back and become actively engaged once again in terrorism.
Recidivist.
Others that are suspected of engaging. And then we've raised some hopes regarding release. There actually were some announcements made that some of these prisoners would be released, and then the administration pulled back from that. So really, I mean, it's about their treatment, their indefinite detention without trial, as you mentioned, Joshua. But I mean, the fact is that, you know, the facility itself, it has declined substantially over this 11-year period that it's been in existence. The treatment continues to be, they go from being isolated to, you know, being able to live together and work together. They never know what to expect. And I think they're just, it's a desperate situation. They have no hope. They see no light at the end of the tunnel, and people really don't kind of care about this issue. You know, they consider them to be terrorists, and they don't care. So what on earth are we going to do about this? Can we close it? Can we move them? I mean, we just seem to be stuck in a pattern of we don't know what to do, so we're just going to continue to do what we're doing.
Well, we don't know where we'd move them to. If we brought them to the United States, put them in prisons here, they would have to be isolated. So we really don't know. The president, though, has come out, and I would say that this hunger strike really has gotten the administration to pay a little bit more attention. So maybe it has been successful in that essence. And President Obama and his administration have come out and said, yes, we are dedicated to this. We are going to advance. We are going to try to find a solution. What that is, they don't appear to know, and that's really anyone's guess.
Well, Joshua, Rebecca, thank you very much, as always, for your insightful analysis.
Thank you.